Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Today we are going to talk about fear. It is a phenomenon that is universally known and accepted to be the single greatest deterrent for progress. The fear of any possibility other than that which is expected, it weakens the resolve of an individual. So today we explore the realm of fear, to understand it, to realize it, and to conquer it. Fear essentially arises from the acknowledgement of the unknown. Every individual, you, me, we are inherently very insecure about all the things that surround us in life. We are insecure about our job. At times we are insecure about our relationships. And most of the times we are insecure of our own existence. The human spirit hangs on to the human existence in constant fear of the possibility that the human life can end at any moment. Thus, fear primarily arises from the sentiment of attachment towards the human body and the perceived threat to the self. Fear is a natural deterrent. It can instill reticence in anybody. Just a few moments of setting in, it can reduce you to shambles. This is owing to the fact that fear is also a survival technique that is devised through the process of evolution. But we'll get to that later in the discussion. The point of the matter, however, is that in this world where the shrewd intellectual can very well capitalize on the weaknesses of others, having such a potent weakness in the form of fear is indeed not in our best interests. So how can man be truly liberated from this fear? How can man truly be free from that attachment? The one basic factor which greatly achieves this is objectiveness. When a man objectively looks at any given situation, he can automatically get a good overview of the surroundings. He can get a good estimation of the strength and weaknesses of his opposition. At the same time, he can realize his own weak points while understanding the strong ones. This greatly reduces the factor of fear in any equation. For now, the individual gets a clearer insight into his own predicament, thus making the process easier for him to conquer. Moving further on, at the onset I said that fear is also a survival technique that is devised within the human being through the process of evolution. Thus it comes naturally to anyone, even your adversary, your enemy, your opposition. They are as much prone to fear as you are. They are going to have their weaknesses. You just have to know them. You just need to get an overview of their weaknesses to understand the factors that would help tilt the battle in your favor. In life's wars, it is usually the aggressor who wins. Usually, but not all the times. This brings us to the concluding part of the discussion. Blatant aggression is never a good thing. You could be as aggressive as you want, but you cannot punch your way through a brick wall, believe me. Or don't believe me and go and try it. Thus, another factor in the fight against fear is to realize that at times fear can be a good thing. It can keep you from incurring more loss in any given situation. Because if you are in a fight against a 300-pound, 7-foot giant from the street, believe me, being afraid is going to be your best bet in that. But ultimately, as far as life is concerned, the point that we must focus on is that we cannot let our fear be a deterrent to our ambitions. We cannot let our fear be a deterrent for progress. We have to conquer it, and the only way we can do it is through objective analysis, steadfast perseverance, and unconditional faith on our God and Guru. For He truly has the power to vanquish all our fears and lead us to victory in the war of life.